This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson, you know, before they were legends of outlaw country, they were lost souls looking for their sound. Don't miss Mandy Moore and the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the rise of outlaw country music and its biggest stars. Hear how one woman's vision in her tiny living room, far from Nashville's Music Row, became the epicenter of a musical movement. Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in The Boar's Nest. Listen now at audible.com/The Boar's Nest. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833. Welcome to episode 369 of the Bobbycast. Now, this is not me doing the interview. This is Abby doing the interview. Abby, I know that you really were excited to talk to Nate Smith. Why?
Oh, man, he has a crazy story. He has been through so much in his life. Like, he's been through a lot of bad things, actually. So he kind of wanted to give up on music, and his story is just really inspirational. He's super talented. I love his voice.
Abby sent me a message, I guess in an email, probably a month or so ago. I was like, hey, can we book Nate Smith for the show? I'm a big fan. Love to hear what he has to say. And I was like, then why don't you hear what he has to say? And we went through the process, and they were super cool about it. Nate's kind of blowing up now. And did he came up to the studio one afternoon? Is that what happened, Abby?
Yeah, he did. Uh-huh.
So you guys talked. How long is it? I haven't heard it yet.
Oh, it's a little over an hour.
Dang, that's awesome.
So yeah, it was a lot.
I'm going to listen to this, too, as you guys listen to it. But it's Abby and Nate Smith. And after this airs, we'll get Nate up here, and he'll perform on the show. You told him that, right? If he comes up and does the interview with you here, then we'll book him back and have him on the big show?
I didn't make any promises, but I was like, we'll see what comes out of it.
Like a good generic vague promise.
I know.
How did you feel about the interview, though? Did you feel like you had it in you? Like it was a good strong hour?
I do. I think it went really well. And he's really easy to talk to. He's super funny. So we just went off on a lot of different things. Well, unexpected.
If you guys like Abby doing this, let me know. She could do some more of these. If you don't, let me know and she'll do no more of these.
Be nice.
So Abby and Nate Smith. And don't forget, we have another a 6-part series happening right now. Mike, you want to tell us about that with Kevin O'Connell?
Yeah, we have a 6-part series. He's interviewing artists who don't have record deals. They're in that process of just grinding in town. And part 3 comes out on Monday.
It's Unsigned and Independent with Kevin O'Connell. So check that out as well. And it's kind of the prequel to the Bobbycast. We just want to make sure when it comes to getting deep in the weeds of songwriting and artists and the struggle and the glory, like you guys have it all here on this specific podcast. So we hope you like that. We hope you like this. This is Abby with Nate Smith, which, by the way, we're going to start putting these out on Tuesdays.
Yep.
As of next week, the Bobbycast will come out on Tuesdays. So for now, Abby, I'll be listening. Nate Smith, we appreciate you. Here's episode 369.
Hey guys, Abby here. You may know me as phone screener Abby on the Bobby Bones Show. And I am super excited that Bobby gave me this opportunity to be a guest host on a special episode of the Bobbycast. And I am here with Nate Smith. You may know him by his song Whiskey on You. Ain't gonna waste one more night missing wanting you back. And his song I Don't Wanna Go to Heaven. I don't wanna go to heaven when heaven's right here lying next to me. We are going to cover so much on this episode, from when he first started playing music, why he almost gave up on music for good, and how a devastating event in his hometown kind of reignited his passion for music. It is such a crazy story, but it's so inspiring. Nate is also super funny. So we went off on several tangents, but I think it'll make you laugh. I did some rapid fire questions and I even asked him about fighting a kangaroo and he was so confused, but it was so funny. But he's been on tour with Brett Eldridge and he even teases, you know, something big coming up for next year. So that's so exciting. He has a new album coming out soon. So there's just so much going on for him. He's just so awesome and so genuine and down to earth. And I just had so much fun talking to him. So I'm excited for all of you to hear. You can find Nate on Instagram at Nate Smith and on TikTok at Nate Smith Music. If you want to find me on Instagram, I am at abby.anderson1_. Yeah, I know I need to find a new name. It's so bad. But anyway, I hope you enjoy the episode. Okay, so I'm here with Nate Smith, finally. Hey. I've been wanting to talk to you forever. How are you?
You know, a fella as well. I'm feeling good. Been on the road constantly.
I know. Are you tired?
A little bit, but it's great. I love it so much. I know. But your body gets tired. I was on a 17-day run the last couple of weeks, so I took 2 days to just kind of hang out at the house and just DoorDash everything. So
that's what I would do, too. 17 days?
Yeah.
So are you getting used to that now?
I am.
That life?
Yes, definitely. Like, my team's really good about making sure like I'm always comfortable on the road and stuff, and it's great.
That is awesome. Okay, yeah. So I'm excited to talk to you on this, like, special BobbyCast episode. Like, I've done so much research, and your story is insane. So much stuff I didn't even know, and, like, all the things you've been through and all the hardships and everything, and the way you've, like, overcome that is so amazing. Like, I think it's so inspiring for everybody listening. But also, I want to tell you later how I actually was introduced to your music. It's kind of funny, but I'll tell you later.
Super curious.
It's a funny, interesting one. But so, like, have you always been singing your whole life, or?
Yeah, I mean, I started, like, I just always kind of did. Yeah, a little bit. I think, like, my first memories of, like, trying to sing, I was trying to copy Garth Brooks, and Elvis. I was trying to impersonate them as a kid, and drove my family nuts and stuff. So those are my first memories of, like, singing. And then, like, my first time, like, performing, I was probably around 10 or something like that. And there was a school contest like a play, or not a play, but, like, I keep getting it wrong. It was a school function where we would sing, and it was a Christmas song, and they had me do Jingle Bell Rock. And I did it in a very Elvis-y way. They're like, awesome, that's going to be so great for the parents when they get there and stuff. And let's choose you. So I sang it like that way during the auditions and all this. And then when we got time for the actual show, I chickened out and went to my little boy voice. I was like, jingle bell, jingle. And they're like, what happened to Elvis? What happened? I'm like,
serious?
I couldn't. I got too shy and I chickened out. And there's a video of it somewhere.
Okay. We got to see this.
Yeah.
Wait, so did you ever get to redo it?
No.
That's out there and you never got to redeem yourself.
You got to be your authentic self. If you sound like a little squeaky mouse, then be a squeaky mouse. You know?
That's true. So were you Elvis for Halloween? Ever?
No.
That was just like.
No.
Your inspiration.
I'd probably be the older Elvis.
TBH. No. Come on.
You know
no.
what I mean, though?
Is that that's your costume this year, then, maybe?
After a few hamburgers, Elvis.
know? Yeah, we know that one. Oh, my gosh. So, like, did you want to move to Nashville? Like, was this a serious thing, or you just kind of grew up singing? And
yeah, I did a bunch of different stuff. So I was in and out of bands growing up, did that. I didn't graduate high school on time. I left and moved to Oregon and joined a Christian rock band. It's like, it's going to make it. I lived out of a warehouse there for a little while. And like, we couldn't tell my friend's grandma that I was staying there. So like, we had to like shut the lights off at a certain time, no noise. And it was freezing cold. So my buddy bought me a sleeping bag and I was like sleeping on this couch and like microwaving pizza that you're supposed to put in an oven and like watching cartoons. And like, that was my life for a little while.
Wow, you're hiding out in the house.
Like, she didn't know there was like a teenager living in there.
Well, that's impressive that you were able to do that.
Yeah.
And she never found out.
And then the band just didn't really work. So I went back home and then I recorded my first EP as a kid. I think at this point I was like 19 or 20.
Okay.
And then I moved to LA, Orange County, to try and pursue it and stuff, and started playing a few shows down there and everything. And then I got a call from Word Records out of Nashville to come and meet with them and stuff. So they flew me to Nashville. Like, I'm like, whoa, like they're paying for my flights. And like, I get to like stay in a hotel paid for. And I've got like, what's a per diem? That's so cool. Like, and they're giving me food and stuff. So got to record with them. And then they offered me a record deal.
That is amazing. Yeah. But you're from California, right? Mm-hmm. Like born and raised?
Born and actually in Spokane, Washington on an Air Force base. My dad was in the Air Force for a few years. We lived in Germany, Southern California, but grew up mostly in Paradise, California. So
okay, wow. Yeah. So your record deal, how did that go? The first one, right?
Yeah, so we did short form and then we were in long form. I wrote a bunch of songs. And then my A&R, for listeners who don't know what that is, it's just the person that signs at the label and also helps with everything around your record and stuff. They ended up leaving. So the label just didn't have the same passion that they did for me. And it left me in limbo. I'd moved here and everything. And and then I got a publishing deal about a few months after that from the guy that left Word Records. So he hooked me up with a publishing deal. So I started writing songs for other people. Uh-huh. And didn't really know what I was doing. And it was a really scary thing to do. So
that is scary. Yeah. So did you kind of like the songwriting thing or you still wanted to kind of be an artist? You know,
I like both. I think the best songs I write are when they're for me. Like I'm not as good at making songs for other people and knowing that kind of thing. But I know what I want to say, you know, and stuff like that. So but it gave me a really good foundation, like how to write songs and like and all that. And I was in rooms with people that were way out of my league. Still are, and it was like just great education. Yeah.
So after all of that, so I read you went back home, right? And almost gave up on singing.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
So what made you just want to give up?
Yeah, just to be honest, I was crazy in love with this Southern Belle, and we got married my first time moving here. She was my next door neighbor. And we just had just a lot of passion for each other. We eloped.
Okay.
We did. And I'm a really open book, by the way. Like there's nothing to hide in that
Which,
kind of
okay,
thing.
Good. I was wondering, I was like, if you don't feel comfortable talking about something,
no,
it's all good.
It's totally cool. I mean, I've told this to a lot of people, you know, and stuff. And I honestly wish her really well. We haven't talked in a long time, but we ended up divorcing. It didn't work. It was really painful for both of us. But that's what ultimately led me back to California. So like, I just was like at the bottom of the barrel, just upset, you know, and my publishing company was like, we're not going to keep you signed if you're not going to stay in Nashville. I'm like, well, I got to go home and be with my family. So I went home and luckily I've been a nurse assistant since I was 18. So I had a job everywhere I went in a hospital or a elderly home or anything like that. So I went back and started working right away at a hospital and started taking care of patients. So.
And didn't you have other odd jobs too? You were Uber driver. Is that right?
Yep.
That
I did Uber. I was a courier for a dental lab. Worked at hotels and just whatever I could get, you know?
Right. But I'm assuming since you go back there, you're like, okay, something is still missing. You know, like, I know this is in my heart. This is what I want to do.
Yeah.
So now what? You know,
there was always a lot of like confliction with it because like I would ask my friends and they'd be like, you know, deep down you want to do music. I'm like, yeah, but nursing's really great and I love taking care of people. So I was really split between these two worlds. And I feel like for the first time in my life now, those two worlds have collided in a good way. Like, I feel like I am helping people and I'm making music. So it's kind of like this cool thing where I'm like, I feel like nurse singing Nate or something. Or like, I don't know. You know, like,
no, it's so true. Yeah. Like the therapeutic part of music, that's what it is. It's like healing. And you get to do both. That's awesome.
Yep.
Yeah. So you did come back after? Or what was the turning point that made you move back to Nashville?
For the second time?
Yes, for the second time.
So I was working as a nurse assistant. I was working in ICU and trauma, taking care of patients, really crazy stuff, you know, like doing compressions, CPR on people in front of their family, like crazy stuff, like just, oh my God.
Yeah.
It was just one of those things. I was helping out my brother at his church. He was a youth pastor. I was helping out the youth band and like getting them together and like, hey, you play this, and then this is your part. And like kind of raised them up a little bit. It was really cool. And then, I'm sure it's not every blog that I've talked on and stuff, but my town caught on fire kind of out of nowhere.
I did not know this, honestly. Yeah.
Oh,
I didn't
know
this part about you, no.
Oh, gosh. Okay, yeah.
And so this is a huge thing that a lot of people may not even know also.
Oh, man. Okay, yeah. So Paradise, California. So it's called the Campfire. It a couple years ago, just randomly caught. It was 2018, November 11th of 2018. November 8th. Yeah, I get it kind of mixed up, but it happened, and then like we lost everything I've ever owned in my entire life. My brother lost his house. They just had a baby. I lost my apartment with all my stuff. Like really, really, really traumatic. And then about 90 people passed away in that fire because it was like
terrible.
They're all trying to leave at the same time, and it just wasn't working. So, it was a really scary day. you know, because like my brother called me and was like, I'm having a hard time getting out of here. And it was really, really hard. It was really hard. And then once he came, my dad had a house in the town right next door to us called Chico.
Uh-huh.
So we all met up at my dad's. And then my brother's like, hey, I'm good. And when he came into the door, we're just like weeping. And like, I hugged him. I'm like, dude, I'm so thankful you're okay. Like, it was nuts. And then you'd go to like, there was just chaos in that whole city. Like people were sleeping in tents and the Walmart parking lots, mm-hmm. all that stuff. So I was lucky enough to have a place, a house to go to, because everything rented up too within the first day or two. So you couldn't even get a rental anywhere. Like, it was pretty nuts.
I can't imagine. It's terrible.
Yeah. There's a documentary on Netflix too.
Really?
Yeah. About it on there. So I think Ron Howard produced it.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I'll have to mm-hmm. check that out, because I mean, that's crazy. And that's a huge moment also, like, for your career too, as far as inspiring you, you know, to want to do more with music, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of what started it in a sense, because I'm going to tell this part really quick. But when I first moved to Nashville, my supervisor at Starbucks, because I got a regular job when I was out here the first time, mm-hmm. His name was Tom Beaupre, and Tom was looking for gigs and stuff. So Tom actually was I was his first gig as a bass player. And after I left Nashville, he went on to be part of Florida Georgia Line for the last, like, whatever, 10 years that they ran.
Oh, wow.
Their main bass player.
Yeah.
So we reconnected kind of right before the fire and stuff, and we're talking and stuff. And so when the fire happened, I moved in with my dad. He ended up calling up a company that gave his band guitars. So they sent me an acoustic guitar. I lost my other one, nice uh-huh. Gibson and stuff, in the fire. And yeah, so I had this guitar sitting on my front doorstep, and I ended up writing a song about paradise called One of These Days with one of my friends, and just put it up on Facebook just to like help out the community and stuff like that. And it ended up like locally, like touching a lot of people, and it was just really, really, really rad to see that happen. And I started doing benefit concerts and stuff. And then we got this idea where like, what if we record it and then give all the money away to somebody who's in need, or a charity in the area, or Red Cross, or whatever we can do. So we did. So we flew to Nashville, recorded this song. I met up with Tom Beaupre to thank him, like, for giving me the guitar. And he said, hey, you should have my friend Joel Briere mix this song for you. I'm like, who's Joel? He's just a good friend of mine. Now Joel, long story short, has become one of my best friends. And I have a few songs. The first songs I put out, Sleeve, Under My Skin, Wildfire, I Don't Want to Go to Heaven, were all produced by Joel. So like, it's how that, from literally met up with Tom at lunch.
Yes.
He called Joel. That's how he met, and that whole thing. So then I come back to California, raised some money on the song and everything I had. I ended up giving it to this really cool single mom who like was moving out of paradise, who lost everything. And I looked at her and I was like, the reason I got the guitar, the reason that I wrote the song, the reason that I met this person, that person, was all because of you. Like this was meant to be your moment. Like, and it was like the coolest thing to see that happen. And like,
that's so cool.
Like, that's how loved you are. Like, you know, like, it was just really cool to see that. So that's what started it. And then I started writing songs again. I started working with Joel and flying in and out of Nashville. And then eventually my friends were like, you should go back. And they raised a GoFundMe to get me to go to Nashville. But my lease didn't start until July. This was like in April or something, or May, somewhere around there. And so I had to live out of my car for about a month and a half, and stayed in rest stops, camped, met random people on the road, stayed in their living rooms, like whatever I could do. Until I got to Nashville. So
that's
a lot of information, but just.
No, but that is so crazy how you take, I mean, you're in like the lowest of lows in your life, you know, but you turn that into like strength and are like, no, I can do something better. I can do something so much more with it.
And I don't even know if I like fully processed that either.
Yeah.
Like, I think I just started doing that. I don't know. Like, you know,
it just kind of like comes to you, right? It's like
your heart's telling you to do this.
Right.
And you're like, okay, all right, let's just go. And I was like, I didn't have a plan. Like, there was no plan B. It was like, I'm coming to Nashville and I'm going to do this. I came here and, you know, I got lucky and got a management deal right away with Chief Saruk and Simon Tigman at Core pretty much right away. And then I was pretty much out of money. I was down to nothing. My dad sent me $500, just hooked it up.
Yeah.
And then that got whittled down to $14.
$14.
And then I signed my publishing deal that day when I was at $14 and got an advance that allowed me to pay two car payments behind my rent. And then I ended up moving out of that place and getting my own like two bedroom spot. And it was like crazy. And I started writing songs for about a year straight. And then I ended up getting a record deal with Sony. and then a booking deal and all this cool stuff. So it's been like great. Like, what? That's impossible. You
it's
know?
Just like, man, buckle up. Yeah. Right? You're yeah. on a roller coaster ride.
So grateful.
It's amazing, though. So I guess, so what was the biggest song then? Was it Whiskey on You?
Or no, no, it was way before that. So One of These Days is the one I wrote about paradise. Mm-hmm. But that's not up on Spotify or anything like that. But the first song that like caught attention with like labels and my management and stuff was called Wildfire.
Okay.
And that was the first one I put out with Joelle. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what started it. Yeah. So.
Which is such a good one. All of yours. A lot of times I'll just be in my house and I'm like, Alexa, play Nate Smith.
Really?
Yeah. And that's how I like discover new songs. I do that for a lot of artists too. And I'm like, this is a good
one.
So
is that how you discovered
all
it?
All of yours
was,
are good.
Was there or did
no,
somebody?
Well, okay. I can tell you. I'll tell you.
I got to know.
So I was dating this guy long distance
yeah.
In Kansas. And so we would kind of send each other songs.
Where in Kansas?
Well, I'm from Wichita.
So I stayed in Hayes
okay.
on my move to Nashville
no
for 2 nights.
Did you hate it? And I'm just kidding.
I stayed at a place they call, it was called the Roadway Inn. They call it the Roachway Inn.
Oh gosh.
And then I partied in the Bermuda Triangle, they called it. There's three bars. Long story short, slept on a couch. I woke up, I've never been more hungover in my entire life. In my whole life, if I think of every time I've ever drinking, I was so sick. And this guy wakes up and he goes, welcome to Hayes, mother effer. And I'm like, oh my God.
You're kidding me.
And I'm like, this place is nuts. And I did it 2 nights in a row. And I'm like, I made lifelong friends there. So that's really
in
weird.
In Hayes, Kansas.
Yes, yes.
I got to check this place out now.
Okay.
I mean, because, wow.
I'm destined to go back.
Something crazy was going
on. I'm not drinking when I go back.
You're the most hungover
though.
You've just ever been in
my
Hayes,
whole
Kansas.
Life. I mean, I was like, I'm on my deathbed. Like, this is.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I don't know what I drank.
That's funny. So, yeah, I'm from Wichita. And he's from about an hour away, hour north of Wichita. So we would send each other songs. He's like, have you heard this song, I Don't Want to Go to Heaven by Nate Smith? And I was like, no, I have not. And I listened to it. I was like, it is so good. Like, it's aww. So good. And he was like, oh, it gets me in my feels, whatever. And so he was out, like, staying with me. And it was, like, Sunday morning, you know, we're just laying in bed. And he was like, Alexa, play I Don't Want to Go to Heaven. I was like, oh, my gosh, this is perfect. Like, this is so cute. Everything I've ever wanted. And then 5 days later, he dumps me. So there's
oh,
that.
Shoot.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Yeah, so there's that. But then my next song was Whiskey on You. And I'm like, here's to us happily never after all.
Greg, you thank know? You, Nate, for not putting out just love songs. Like,
exactly.
There's got to be a little hate and anger
right.
in there.
So it's just kind of funny. I'm like, he introduced me to your music. And then here we are.
Well, huge shout out to the ex.
Yeah, shout
love
out to you.
You.
Look what you did. You introduced me to someone amazing.
That's so sweet. I'm so glad you like it. Because that song's really special to me. I Don't Want to Go to Heaven.
Because
people have used it for different reasons. Like some people, you know, have been terminally ill and they've used it for that and stuff, which has been a really special thing to see happen. It's been like a song that they gravitated towards and were like, you know, it kind of gave them encouragement and stuff. And then some people it was love and stuff. So
did you write it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who'd you write it with?
Dan Fernandez.
Okay. How long do you think it took you to write it?
A couple hours.
See, that is so wild to me,
yeah.
You know, that you can just sit there. Did
we didn't
kinda
overthink anything. We just like whatever it felt right on our heart and what came out, we're like, that's the lyric. Mm-hmm. That's not right. Let's not get songwritery here.
And so did you kind of have an idea in your head or you just went in and you're like, what do you want to write about today?
He sat down at the, guitar and I was kind of mumbling some things. I was like, go to the piano, So then he played that little riff, the ding, 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 ding. And I started humming and then I started singing. I was like, heaven, da, da, da. And he's like, I don't want to go to heaven like this. And it just kind of happened like that. And then we just started figuring out the melodies and then we started putting lyrics in it, talking about our own lives and what we've experienced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you got to Neil Towns on it, right?
Yes.
So how'd that come about? That was so good.
I just solicited her, you know, just cold email.
Yeah.
I asked Randy Goodman at Sony. I was sitting down with him at lunch and we were chatting. I was like, I really want to get somebody on this song. He's like, who do you have in mind? I'm like, honestly, I'd love to have Tennille Towns.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm such a huge fan of her voice, and I think she's incredible, and she's got a heart of gold. He's like, yeah, awesome. Like, do you think you can make that happen? He's like, yeah, email her. I was like, what? Wait, me?
Uh-huh.
He's like, yeah, just shoot her a message. I'm like, dude, that's crazy. Okay, I'll try. Like, all right. He left me on my own. So I went there, and I DM'd her, and she said yes.
That's how I love it.
It's literally,
now that
we became
is,
friends.
Like, organic right
yeah.
there. You know?
I just went for it. I just, you know.
And she said yes.
She said
and
yes.
Then the rest is history.
That's it.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your next stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring. Talking about men's boots, women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, timeless style, always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort, little to no break-in period. Like, it's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, direct consumer pricing keeps the value on your feet, the money in your pocket. So stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, shop the new styles. You like the smell of leather or no?
I love it.
Yeah, that's what the whole store basically is, fresh leather,
yep.
Friendly staff. Or like the smell of staff?
I don't know. I guess I'm sure they smell good there.
Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. What a gift, too. Regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience like this. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com.
Tecovas.com.
Tecovas. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tecovas.com. Find your new favorite pair of boots today.
And so you also have the choir version, too, which I also love.
I loved doing that. When we were making it, me and Joelle were sitting there in the studio watching this choir sing it. We're like, are we actually, like, directing a choir right now? Like, what is life right now?
This I know.
It was crazy. And they added something so deep to it. Like, it's my favorite version, probably.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like any choir version of anything, I mean, you just have goosebumps. I mean, Solid goosebumps. Do you think, like, in your show you'll ever bring a choir out?
Oh, yeah. No, 100%.
Have you already and I just don't know?
I did here in town at Electric Jane.
Okay.
I brought the choir.
Wait, I went to that.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they came up.
They did.
Yep.
Yes, that was really good, too.
That was fun.
Your acoustic shows are amazing. Well, you were a full band there.
And it was a different band. So, like, we've evolved so much. Our shows, I love our show now. You gotta be at a show, like, now because it's a whole new thing. So.
I know, because you've been with Brett Eldredge, right?
Yep.
And then you have Larry Fleet coming up.
So this weekend.
Ooh, this weekend. How has it been with Brett?
Like, Brett's a homie.
You guys are both hilarious. And so I just feel like it has to be so awesome and funny. And
he's a mentor of mine. Uh-huh. And he's a really good friend. And just he's been a really cool resource for, like, a lot of questions that you, like, there's no manual on how to be an artist once you're signed. Like, here's what you do and stuff. Because there's so many things that, like, hey, what do you do about your text messages when you get a bunch of texts? And, like, what do you do about this and that? And, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, that kind of stuff. And he's just been amazing for that. So I love that guy.
I know. He's so great. So he's been in here a couple times. And he's single, right? And I'm like,
I don't know.
Well, I don't know if you know, but
can't confirm or deny.
Right. I don't expect you to, but every time he has been in, what I mean is he is single. And so Bobby let me ask him how he is still single because he's just, like, beautiful, has an amazing voice.
Yeah.
That was a very awkward moment.
It doesn't
for
get
me.
More handsome than a Brett. It just doesn't. It's kind of obnoxious.
I'm like, I feel like every girl has that question. They want to know how he is still single. But
I think he wants to be. I think that would be I think he'd want to be. Like, When he's ready, he'll just go for it.
Right. Know, he's not just, like, after it like me.
Yeah, he's not like, yeah.
I'm like, where is he? It's hard to date in Nashville. I gotta say.
It is. And the other thing too about Nashville is like, is if you, because we're all in the industry, so you're scared that if like it doesn't work out, it's gonna be weird and like,
oh yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, because uh-huh. you don't want that either. So it's like,
and Nashville, I mean, it's so small, you know,
yeah.
And like I could date one guy and then be his boss like next year, you know, like it's
that's
just
true. But the thing too is like, I don't know why we're on this. It's hilarious. But I don't know. Like the cool thing about dating somebody within Nashville, within an industry, is you would understand each other, you know, really well. And like, I feel like if you're not in the industry, you don't really understand as much about it, you know? So
that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, that's the bonus to it. But
yeah. I just don't like dating in general.
Oh, God.
But it's fine.
Just make friends. And then if they organically develop into something more, that's cool, you know?
Yeah. See, that's what I love about you. You're so interactive, like with your fans. And you just seem like such a normal guy. You're always duetting people on TikTok, you know, and you even duetted my whiskey on you.
I sure did.
I'm sorry. It just makes me laugh because I.
No, that was awesome.
That was like I took a shot or I didn't really take a shot in the video because I had to redo it like 10 times. And if I would have taken 10 whiskey shots, it wouldn't have been good. But you duetted it and you
did. We could do another one today if you want to.
I know. I almost brought whiskey.
Really?
But I can't do whiskey.
Well, the one I've been teasing the last week and a half is called Wreckage.
Yeah.
And it seems like people are really connecting to that one. So maybe we do that.
Yeah. Okay.
It's heartfelt. It's like in your feels. Like,
I'm all about those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll do
that. But you also have I Found You.
Yes.
I love that one too.
Thank you so much.
It's like a Goosebumps one, you know?
I love that song.
So did you write, you wrote that one too?
I did.
Okay. With, was it Chris and Kyle?
Yeah.
Those are
at a writer's retreat.
Oh, at a retreat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Evans Mill, I think it's what it's called.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you just go out there for like a weekend and.
I went out there for like 2 days. It was really creepy.
It was creepy.
Yeah, I thought it was haunted for sure.
Oh, gosh.
And then like we went to the gas station at like 11, me and Kyle. And like people were just like literally like not quite like hands in front of them walking zombie, but just kind of. And like it was just really weird. Like people were just like staring and they would just like slow turn their head. And like
those are always. That's creepy.
Like there's good goosebumps and then there's like. Ick.
So how did we decide on this as the retreat location?
You'll have to take that up with Curb Records.
I feel like there's a story behind that or something. Like they know and they're like trying to see.
It was cool. It felt a little culty there too. A little culty. Oh,
okay.
I don't know, like the staff did like they just had this look on their face like we do this every weekend and we're a family here, you know? You're part of our family now.
Like the cream.
And the lights like turned off at one point, like the power went out. I was like, that's it. We're dead. That's it.
Oh, it's like
they're going to chop me up in 100 pieces. That's crazy. It'll take me longer than some because I'm bigger, but they're going to chop me up.
Like the Chucky
doll. Cut up the
doll.
Buffalo, huh?
The Chucky doll. Like it's just what you're doing. It just reminds you of like the Chucky doll.
No, it's like it sucks. Like I got so freaking scared. And then like I went to my room that night and I had this, there was like a bed loft way above, like, and I was like, and there was a little door in there at the very top and it was like cracked open. I'm like, damn it. Like there could be somebody hiding in there, like a meth head or something.
Right. Like, this is like but then you write such a deep love song.
I was just really in the mood, you know, for love, I guess. It just, wow.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So like, what is next? So you're touring and everything. What are your career goals? What are you looking
to never go to Evansville again? That's my number one goal. Just kidding. I actually really want to go back out there. I kind of liked that it was creepy.
Yeah.
So, but goals, man, like I just, as cheesy as it is, my vision is just to touch hearts and make a difference with the songs. But like practical goals, like, I mean, I love, like, it'd be so sick to be on like late night television or get on Good Morning America. That would be so sick. You know, hopefully Whiskey goes number one. Like, that'd be awesome. I think we're 18 on the charts right now, which is so sick. I'm so excited.
I love that.
I know.
Let's go. Let's keep it going.
We're cracking top 10 in Canada right now.
What?
As well. And I love Canada so much. I go for some, I call it Horties. Everybody else calls it Timmy's up there. Tim Hortons.
Yeah.
I call it Horties to be funny. Like, oh, let's go get some Horties.
Some Horties.
Get me an ice cap and a little farmer's wrap.
Okay? That was good.
So I do that. And then other goals. Yeah, I'm putting out a full length album in February.
Oh, I cannot wait.
We don't have the date just yet, but probably in February.
Okay.
And it's going to be 20 songs.
Wow.
Yeah.
20 songs?
20.
That is a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot of songs.
It's a lot. Would you look at this? Oh, would you look at it?
That was great.
Yeah.
So, okay, what else was I going to say? I got lost on your accent. That was so Wait, what other goals? What else?
I want to lose weight and get healthy.
Okay.
I really like goals. That's like a big one for me. Like I just don't have like the self-control really. Mm-hmm. And discipline yet to do that. But I really want to be like my healthiest that I can be. Cause honestly, tour life is really hard on your body. Like lack of sleep, constantly getting in planes, constantly going on your feet a lot, doing this. Mm-hmm. You're always on it. Like, it sounds like I'm talking crap about what I do, but I'm not. Like, it's just, it would be a lot easier, healthy, you know,
right.
Just put it that way. That's all I'm saying.
You're not talking crap. I mean, it
Huge
is.
Goal
it's
of
a
mine.
Lot.
That's
you
a
know,
big goal.
You have to sing and be on stage, like moving around.
Yeah.
Getting the crowd excited and
name of the game, just don't get sick. Like that's the whole thing. So
that's the thing. What do you do like when you lose your voice?
You gotta just know your body and just go like, this is pushing too far. So if I have to cancel a show, I will. And we actually did have to cancel 2 days ago a show. Mm-hmm. And it was really sucky because it was a college show. It was gonna be super cool. But like the night before, it was like I was pushing it so much. I took a bunch of tests. I didn't have COVID or anything, but I've got bronchitis and stuff, so it kind of sucks. Just trying to watch it, but I should be good to go this week.
Yeah. Woo! So you just
nothing to worry about, I promise.
I'm like, wait a minute, you got that bronchitis right now?
No, we're good, we're good.
I got bronchitis.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm good.
So you just kind of go on vocal rest then?
Yeah, basically. And just talk less, definitely don't sing.
Yeah.
And then I've got a whole like plethora of things that I do to take care of it. I have like a nebulizer. I have a steam machine that I use. I'm on a Z-Pack. I do all this stuff. So, yeah.
Because you have some pipes. That's all I can say. I mean, like when you sing, you
Thanks.
Project like out to the other.
Thanks, buddy.
I'm just saying compared to me because I'm so quiet. Like people are like, sing quiet, louder. And I'm like, I can't. My voice doesn't go louder. So that's good that you have the projection.
Thank you.
What are your like dream collaborations? If you could collaborate with someone in country, who would it be? Other than Tennille Towns, because you already did Tennille. But
yeah. With girls, I'd say probably Miranda and Carrie. Mm. I mean, obviously they're the goats, you know. Guys, Stapleton, Luke. Combs would be really good. And pop, Adele, Lady Gaga.
Oh man, those would be awesome.
Ed Sheeran.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
What do you do like on your off days?
What I did before I was an artist touring full time is I'd go camping and I would hike and all that stuff. Now that I tour full time and everything, I stay in my room.
Really?
That's it. Stay in my room. I DoorDash. I try to get things done. I do my laundry. I realize, oh my God, I'm out of toilet paper. Let's get some toilet paper up in here. Yeah. It's like, it's crazy. Like I just try to get my life together. Cause everything, like, it's like everything gets put on, sorry, I didn't mean to bump the mic. Everything gets put on hold while I'm doing that in a sense. So I come back and it's all stacked up, you know, laundry and like, oh my God, I'm late on my bills. Like, you know, like,
right. Are you still traveling in a van or you got a bus?
We're in a Sprinter right now.
Yes.
We'll be busing it next year.
Whoa. So, are you excited for that?
Yeah. Has it been released yet, the tour? Okay. I can't talk about it yet, but I'm going on a really big tour.
Dang.
This whole summer, 45 dates with somebody that you definitely know. All arenas. We'll be in a bus. I'm playing Stagecoach.
I saw that. That's awesome.
Playing Country Thunder.
Yeah.
Doing the whole thing. Stagecoach, I mean, that's. I would play in the parking lot if they let me. Like, I don't care. Put me wherever you want. Like, so I am thrilled to be a part of that.
You were up at, like, the top of the bill, too.
I know it. On main stage. I can't believe that. So.
That's insane.
Stacy, huge shout out to Stacy.
Yeah, Stacy. That is so exciting. Okay. A song I wanted to talk about that I saw. Is it called World War Me?
Yes.
Kind of like your battle with anxiety.
Yes.
I think that's something really awesome to talk about because I think a lot of people have anxiety and it's just something it's kind of like depression. We just don't talk about it, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of people, including me, just live with anxiety or kind of maybe ashamed of it or scared of it. And I'm like, I think it's pretty normal, you know? And so the fact that you were like vulnerable enough to talk about it, I think that's really cool.
I wish it wasn't normal. I wish it wasn't.
Which is right.
You know, we've all been through a lot, but it just shows that we're all human beings and we're all not very different when we think we are. Like we just dress different, look different, but we're all beating heart, anxious ridden people, you know? That song, we chose to not, I told my label and I told my management not to put it out for a minute because All this stuff was happening with, you know, the invasion and everything overseas and stuff. And I was like, I don't want anybody to ever think that I would make a song or make something so devastating about me, you know? So, but the heart of it is truly like the World War Me concept is I am fighting this internal battle and this kind of thing. So it'll probably have its time. I was really sad that we didn't put it out, but I knew that it was the right thing to do at the time not to put it out. But I think that it could really help people.
Yes, for sure. Like, that's what I love, that you're so real.
Yeah.
And very, like I said, relatable, that everybody can basically relate with what you're going through. And
it's a battle in your mind of thoughts. It's like going like, this is a lie, you know?
Right.
This isn't true. And I lose that battle a lot. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I win. And when I win, I get a little bit stronger each time, you know? So I'm always trying to fight that. And, you know, I definitely see, I've got a good group of people around me who try to keep my head on straight, and a wonderful therapist that helps me out. And he gives me a lot of like tips on how to manage stress.
Ooh, that's good.
How to manage stress and reduce stress and to find like peace in the chaos and stuff. So I've got a long ways to go, but it's definitely helping me a lot. So
Yeah. And I'm sure like a part of it is when you're in the spotlight, a lot of people come in, you know, with negative like haters. Or, you know, people that aren't so nice on social media.
There'll be a few here and there. Yeah.
Does that ever affect you?
Of course. Of course it does. I get upset. It like hurts me because I'm like, oh, man, you don't know my heart. Shoot. You know?
That's
like,
the most frustrating thing.
Man, my intentions are good. I promise. You know? Like, dang it. Like, that bothers me, you know? But I'm going to have to learn to get tougher skin, you know? Because as you grow, more of that kind of stuff, unfortunately, will happen and everything. But I just got to... My chief and Simon always tell me, Nate, you're going to look at the one comment when you've got 10,000 other ones that are like, this helped me through suicide. This helped me through. He's like, focus on those, focus on those. And that's the main thing I got to do. So I have to probably try and ignore those things.
Right.
Is there a distraction, you know?
Yeah. I actually did my first gig. I sing just kind of for fun, like not a professional like you, but on Broadway on Alan Jackson's, at Alan Jackson's bar. And I got to tell you, 4 hours is a long time.
That's too
long.
That's
all I can say.
That's too long to sing.
Yeah.
You won't be talking for a week. Yeah.
No. Oh, my voice was hoarse. For the next few days. And I was like, oh, what is happening? But I was so nervous. That's the thing. Yes.
Really?
Like singing in front of small crowds.
Yeah.
I do not like that. Like if you ask me to sing right now, I hate that. I hate it. But if I sing in front of, you know, like 1,000 people, it's fine. Because they're just, you know, like, are you that way too? Or it doesn't bother you either? You're just like,
I'm starting to get to where I can do both, but it's always been a struggle with smaller crowds for me too. That's probably pretty normal because you can just feel that, you know, more so.
I know. So how do you get better at it?
You just do it more.
Did you ever play on Broadway?
No.
Really?
Or like the... No, I played at Moxie.
Okay.
Once. But I didn't really do the Broadway run. I just wanted to focus on writing songs.
Yeah.
And just getting that right, building my socials. That was kind of my whole thing. And if I had to take a job somewhere doing something, I would have. But luckily, it just kind of worked out. But I respect everybody who's up there grinding because it, I mean, you know, my sets are about an hour, hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't imagine doing 4 hours a night and still have a voice. So.
No, especially your songs.
Man.
You know, those are intense. So, but you played when you were younger, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Like in California?
Yeah.
That's where you're kind of playing playing around and everything?
But I never did like the big like cover song shows or anything like that. Like I never like did, you know, 40 songs a night.
Yeah.
I never really went down that road. You know?
I don't know how people do it.
I just didn't feel a desire to do that, you know?
Yeah. <So. laughs> Which one of your songs is like the hardest to sing in concert?
Honestly, the first song of the night.
Really?
It's the hardest. It's called that one and All Right, All Right. So the first one's called Storms After, Name Storms After.
Yeah.
All Right, All Right. Those are both going to be on the album. But there's All Right, All Right, there's so much singing. There's never a break to breathe, really. So I'm like, usually, by the time I'm done with the song. And Storms, like we even lowered the key half when we play it live. And it's still, there's just the top note is an ooh. And it's just a really high ooh. And I always strain to kind of hit it a little bit. But
oh my gosh.
It's really hard. But then after that, the rest of the whole set's breezy.
Okay, that's
Heaven's
good.
Okay. All those are good. It's just the way that the vowel sound with the note.
Right.
You know?
Woo. Okay. So you just played the Opry. Well, I mean, a couple months ago, you had your Opry debut. How was that?
Incredible. And I was lucky because Tennille was there.
Oh, yeah.
So I got to open for Tennille at the Opry. And then she joined me on I Don't Want to Go to Heaven. So we did that live at the Opry for my debut, which is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And she gave me some like encouragement before I went on, and I was really scared and nervous. And then Taylor, who's here with me right now. She prayed for me before I went up.
Yay, Taylor.
I was like, and I don't know. I've only asked her twice in the whole time I've known her. And I was like, will you pray for me right now? Like, you know, because I'm like, and she did. And it was like, I think I'm okay.
That's amazing. So you went in like the artist entrance in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Was that your, that was your first time going in that way?
No, because I had a meeting with the Opry first.
Okay. Oh, you
so
do?
So it's the second time, but it's still, but this is the first time I'm going to be playing. Yes,
right.
I'm going through it. So, yeah.
Oh, and so you're carrying your guitar and you're like, is this really happening?
Yeah.
Did you cry on stage?
I didn't cry. Really emotional. The only time I've cried on stage was at Boots and Hearts. Because they were out loving me, you know? Like,
wow.
I love people and I put everything, my whole heart out there, but they were outdoing me and mm-hmm. screaming back at me and like, Nate, and just the whole thing. I'm like, I'm in another country right now and you guys know my songs and you're sending me this kind of love right now. There's 10,000 of you right now. Like, this is like, it was unbelievable. Like, I don't have no words. It was a lot.
That's like the best feeling. And you're like, this is why I do what I do right here in this moment when people are singing back, you know, my songs. Like, that's so wild.
That, but just like, I love you guys so much. And they're like, we love you more. Like, and I'm like trying to love them back. And it was like this like fight of like that. That's what was cool.
Yeah.
You know?
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
So you shot the music video for Whiskey on You, right? I watched that. And
it's the funnest video
funny.
Ever.
It and it was so with fun. Demps, right?
Yeah, Demps.
She's on TikTok. I know all of her. She's everywhere and she's
becoming
hilarious.
Like the little country host. Little, you know, I see her going somewhere big time.
Yes.
I really do. She is going somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be shocked if she's doing CMA hostings or something at some point. Or
yes.
She's really got that thing, whatever that is.
Uh-huh. And she has a high kick. I know that.
She's got the highest kick you've ever seen.
That's so funny.
She came out to a show this last week in Louisville.
Uh-huh.
Louisville is how you say it. Louisville.
Yeah, you have to act like your mouth is full.
Louisville.
Louisville.
And she got on stage and it was just hilarious.
During that song,
mm-hmm.
you like reenacted the music video on stage?
A little bit.
Did you have the idea?
We kind of all sort of talked about it.
Yeah.
It was very collaborative and stuff and wanted it to feel like a cross between like 90s funny Blink-182 Foo Fighter-y kind of thing with like that 70s show. Like, kind of, if you could mix all that together,
mm-hmm.
you'd probably get it. So I think it turned out really good.
Yeah.
I love it.
And then you ended it at Losers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was that Whiskey Jam Night?
That was Whiskey Jam Night.
Mm-hmm.
So that was such a rad show too.
Yeah.
On the stage out there. So. Huge thanks to Ward and everybody over at Losers. Yeah.
They're awesome. I was there on the side.
Oh, you were?
So I got to watch it all.
You were there during the filming? Uh-huh. Where you've been here the whole time.
I have.
Oh my gosh.
I saw she was in front of me kind of, so I just got to see all of it. But yeah, Whiskey Jam has come a long way.
Hey, you're so supportive. I didn't know you've been there.
Not creepy. I'm not trying to be creepy.
No, it's like really sweet. It's like,
I try to support like everybody in town, you know,
that
I believe in, so. And I believe in you, Nate.
Thank you.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your next stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring. You're talking about men's boots, women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, timeless style, always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort, little to no break-in period. Like, it's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, direct consumer pricing keeps the value on your feet, the money in your pocket. So stop by your local Tecovas store. Have a complimentary drink. Shop the new styles. You like the smell of leather or no?
I love it.
Yeah. That's what the whole store basically is. Fresh leather.
Yep.
Friendly staff. Or you like the smell of staff?
I don't know. I guess I'm sure they smell good there.
Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. What a gift, too. Regular live music and events. There is no in-store experience like this. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. Tecovas.com.
Tecovas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tecovas.com. Find your new favorite pair of boots today.
What do you want people to know about you as an artist and a person? Like, if you had 30 seconds just to be like, this is who I am.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't know. I'm just giving you like a platform just to say, you know.
I would say, hey, this is Nate. And I love making music that touches my heart. And I hope it touches your heart. And I try to be as real and honest. I've been through a lot of heartbreak. I've been the heartbreaker. I've been both sides of that. I've been through family trauma and family wins and blessings and stuff. So I try to write about everything in my life, and I hope that you find a song that relates to you in there in the mix. And let's be friends. Yeah.
I love that. That was a good sum up of you. Wow. Yeah. So who are your biggest influences, like, for your music?
For my music?
Yeah.
It's so weird because can I get a little more water?
Yes, maybe? Please. And I can cool? cut
We can cut really quick.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Cool. That's so much better.
Okay, good. Oh, you should have told me earlier.
I know. Well, I had a little left.
You're like, I'm dying. Help me.
I drink a lot of water.
Oh, man, me too. See? I'd never go anywhere without water.
Okay. You feel like you're dying. You'd be like, oh.
Yeah, I don't know. What, I get a dry mouth.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah. Too much weed?
Yeah. Don't tell anyone.
I can't.
You what?
I can't use any type of weed.
Oh, man, no.
I literally, I'm the guy that's like, call an ambulance. I'm not good. I'm not well. I am dying for sure.
Yeah.
What's causing my heart to keep beating right now? How does it flow through my body like this? Does it know to do that? Like, what's going on? When have I called mom last? Yeah, I'm a bad person. Am I even a Christian? I don't even know. You know, so that is why we don't do edibles.
Can I keep this on here?
You can.
Okay, good.
And on top of that, it always ends with, God, if you can get me on the high right now, I will never do this again. And you're making these little like prayer promises and stuff. It's a bad time.
Yes. I'm glad you know that though.
I hate weed.
I don't know how people, same.
On camera, hate
same.
It.
Same. I thought I was the only one in Nashville.
Everybody takes edibles and stuff. And they're, oh man, it just makes me feel good and it knocks me out. I'm like, what's good for you, man? That's what Jack Daniels is for me. So I don't know. I can't. I cannot.
So do people come into rights?
Yeah.
And you can smell it. Ugh, I hate the smell, too.
Oh, it smells like a skunk. Ooh, Pepe Le Pew. Yuck.
Sorry to anyone listening that likes it.
Yeah, I have no problem. Hey, I'm not yeah. judging people who use weed. I just really, really dislike the way it makes me feel. Stay, microphone.
Yeah, that microphone is being difficult. Okay. Where were we? We got distracted by...
you should definitely put that in there. That's pretty funny.
Oh, I will.
Okay.
Oh, I'll keep that. Yeah.
All right.
Oh, your influences. Yeah, let's go back to that.
So what goes into me is a lot of not country. What comes out of me is a lot of country.
Uh-huh.
It's the weirdest thing. But, you know, like I said, my foundation, the first memories I have of music was Michael Jackson, Elvis, and Garth. And then Hootie and the Blowfish. Those are the four, like, cornerstones of, like, when I started.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just started getting into rock. So a lot of rock. Nirvana is probably my favorite band. Of all time. I'm kind of obsessed, actually.
Wow. That's all. How many shows have you been to?
They're dead, so zero.
wait, hold on. Back in the day. Oh, we got this out. I feel like such an idiot.
You should definitely
There's
leave that in
many.
There. That's so funny.
Gosh, dang it. I sound like such an idiot.
No, you should leave.
So, did you ever get to go to
Please leave that in there, for the love of God. That's, she's like, how many shows? They're dead. You have to leave that in there.
Okay. When was their last show? Then
like
what
1993.
Year? 1993. So you were alive. So you could have gone
my
to
parents,
one.
I would have been like, what? So 85, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 1, 2, 3. I would have been like 7 or 8. I mean, I could. Yeah, I guess I could have.
So you could have been to
my
one or two.
My parents wouldn't take me to Nirvana. Okay. I was going to Pea Salty Bible Camp at the time. Learning Bible songs and stuff.
I gotcha.
Wasn't allowed to watch Beavis and Butthead. Like,
oh, okay. Then Nirvana was definitely.
Yeah. Mom's like, MTV, Nate. MTV, huh? Take a Werther's and shut up. Like, okay, Mom. I still love Werther's. Shout out to Werther's.
I love Werther's, too.
So good.
Yes, they're the best. My grandma used to have them in like a little crystal thing, whatever that is.
I'm going to renormalize Werther eating again.
Was it ever not normalized? I don't know.
Wouldn't it be weird? Like, what are you sucking on? No, Werther's. They'd be like, that's really strange.
They'll be jealous. I'm like, where do I get one?
Yeah.
That's okay. That's good. Wow, I'm still embarrassed by that.
I'm not.
I think I turned red for how stupid I felt. Do you think I'm dumb now?
No, I don't think you're dumb.
Okay, good. Thank you so much. Oh, jeez. Okay, I'm going to do a few. Let's do some like quick hitting questions, like rapid fire. Do you have any pets?
I don't.
No? Cats or dogs?
Dogs. But listen, here's the thing. I love pets. Mm-hmm. I don't want to pay for them. Yeah. I don't want to be responsible for them. I don't like what they do to my house. I don't like that there's fur everywhere. I don't like that I have to vacuum it all the time. I love dog people are great and stuff. I like low maintenance life. Low maintenance
life. Okay.
You'll
never have a dog then.
I can't say I won't because I do have a dream of owning a dachshund. Again, and I want to name him Fang.
Oh, okay, cute.
Fang.
Come here, Fang.
Fang, no Fang. I just think it's great. My last dachshund that I had was Reverend.
Reverend?
Like, Reverend, don't. Reverend just pooped on the carpet again. Reverend, you're a bad Reverend, you know? So I just thought it was funny to call him Reverend.
Those are funny. Like, you can't keep a straight face by saying their names.
Fang?
Yeah, like.
There goes Fang.
What's his name? Fang. Oh, he's so cute.
Funny, though. Fang, and it'll say Fang on his little necklace. I love him already.
You don't even have him.
I know.
Someday.
I'll break the rules for you, Fang. You can live with me.
This is great. Okay, do you like to cook? And what's your go-to meal?
I love to microwave mac and cheese. Trader Joe's especially is the best one out there for freezer, if you're wondering.
Oh.
If you want to really spice up your Stouffer's mac, you can just do a handful of sharp cheddar cheese from Publix and you're in good shape.
That's your go-to meal.
That's it.
The microwave. Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that. What is your go-to karaoke song?
Billie Jean.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's a good one. What TV show are you watching now?
I wonder how weird. I'm a weirdo. I'm an absolute weirdo. I don't watch
love
any
it.
TV shows. Mm-hmm. I watched Stranger Things for a while. I did the Yellowstone thing, all that. But for the most part, I do the same thing every night. I don't know what's wrong with me. I'll watch Nirvana documentaries or interviews, or I'll watch tornado videos.
Wow.
That's about it.
Oh, tornado videos?
Yeah.
Not movies, just...
Videos. I do some documentaries on them. I'm just really fascinated with nature.
Okay.
And how it works and stuff like that, and I'm still trying to understand it all.
Oh, so you might want to be like a meteorologist one day, maybe?
I think I'm more of just like, it's like interesting to me. I don't know if I want to be out there.
I can see it right now. You in front of the green screen.
Right?
Yeah.
You could?
Not
Looks
quite.
Like we got a hell of a twister today coming through here, and you know, I don't know.
I can't see it. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah.
I was trying to be nice.
It might just spin you around. No, I don't know. They're actually really scary.
No, they really
And I heard
are.
We had one like last week or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
my sirens were going off.
Did it touch
my
down?
My house. I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I don't even think they ever saw one. They just made
People
the sirens
saying,
go off.
Yeah.
Just because we're trying to be extra cautious mm-hmm. after mm-hmm. the last one. It was not good.
That was a bad one.
I know.
Bad. That's not fun.
No, I don't know what's happening. I mean, I'm from Kansas. There's tornadoes everywhere there. But ever since I've moved here, they're like everywhere.
Mm, they're following you.
I know. I guess so. What is your biggest fear in life?
This is going to sound so weird because I'm a Christian.
Uh-huh.
But my biggest fear in life is dying.
Wow. It is?
I don't want to die. Yeah.
Okay. That's a fear?
Yeah. I remember like the first time like my... I realized that you could die. I was like 7 or something like that, and I freaked out. And I'm like, And my dad's like, there's nothing you can do about it. You will die one day, son. No, they just shoot me straight. And I'm yeah. like, dude, like, what? Why? Like, why do I have to do that? Like, why do we have to go through this? This is not good. I have beliefs of how that happens and stuff, but just, I don't know, the thought of it, it's crazy. If you mm-hmm. really process it for a minute, I think it's insane, you know? So that's why weed is wow. really not a good thing for me.
That makes sense now. Yeah, that's where your mind goes.
Yeah.
Oh, now I'm thinking of
And then I was dying. Like, can I choose to die right now? Like, just like, do we have the power to do that? Like, I was thinking weird, crazy things like that. I know.
Stay away. Stay away from the weed.
Bad. Bad.
Oh, my gosh.
Just stick with Jack Daniels.
Yes. Yeah. That's where it's at.
And Coors Light.
Yeah.
And a good hazy beer.
Oh.
Hazy like beer? New England style.
Really?
IPAs. Yeah, I just went to Treehouse outside of Boston. Oh, my God.
Oh, I bet they had good.
They have one called Julius, like Orange Julius.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like it's orange?
Yeah. Ooh. Julius.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yep.
Okay.
I know. Stick with me, kid.
Oh, I will.
All right.
Okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, how good of a driver are you?
That's so subjective, and other people have opinions on it. I can't just answer a 1 to 10.
Yes, you can.
I think I'm an 8.
Okay, yeah, so what you think and then what others think. Do you know what his driving is like?
He's very good.
He's good. Very okay, we got a good.
Very good. That's also the careful. Critique. That's also the critique, though, because I'm so careful. I'm happy sitting in the right lane.
Okay.
I'm not trying to pass everybody every 10 seconds. If I'm side by side with a semi, I'm going to speed up and pass the semi. I'm not going to sit there next to the freaking semi who can't see me.
Good. See, that's good. Thank you. So I would say that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But are you also really slow in the right lane? And people are like, oh my gosh, go.
Maybe. Okay. But then if I'm like distracted, I'm terrible. So I got to stay off my phone. Don't have any conversations with me. Let me just drive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah.
Because people in Nashville are not good drivers.
It's a difficult city to drive in.
That's true.
It's kind of all that.
It is. I was going to ask your go-to drink, but you just said them.
Tea.
Whiskey. Okay, just a few more. What is your biggest pet peeve?
Being misunderstood.
Ooh, oh, that's a good one.
I hate that. Isn't that a good one?
That is. I don't hear that one too often.
Especially when you're trying to get something really serious across, uh-huh. you know? Or like being assumed that you're saying something that you're not.
Yes.
Or being accused of something you didn't do.
Oh, that's the worst.
Those are bad. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does that happen a lot to you?
I mean, it has, but just when it happens, I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Why are we here now? I've got the ick. This is why we don't date.
Yeah. Ew.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson, how did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
Okay, last one. Do you think you could beat a kangaroo if you fought it? Like a full-size kangaroo?
I don't understand.
A kangaroo.
Repeat the question.
If you saw a kangaroo, yeah. like a jacked kangaroo, yeah. If you fought it, you think you could beat it? Okay, I'll give you. Bobby thinks he can.
Are you asking me if I would punch an animal?
If you were. No. If you were on in a one-on-one match with a kangaroo, have you seen some of those things?
Okay. Is this like UFC, we've got a ring doing the whole thing, it's yes. funny? Or is it, I'm out in Australia, I just tripped into like a whole den of kangaroos.
Just one.
And the leader comes out, mm-hmm. Mufasa bangs his chest, and he's like, me or you.
That
and,
one.
Okay.
That's the option.
I don't know why I was Mufasa, I just felt very Lion King or something. But
haven't you seen the one where the kangaroo grabs a guy's dog? And like it's just holding on to it, and the owner comes out and is like, "Let go of my dog," and he won't, so he punches it in the nose. Like I would, he like squares up.
If I had to fight one to survive, I would fight it.
That's the question.
Would I live or not? I don't know. I would make sure that if I have to pull eyeballs out or whatever I gotta do. No, I mean, if I'm gonna die, I'm gonna go for everything here, you know.
They got some mean claws too, though.
I mean, they'd probably kill you. I don't know.
Yeah.
What do you think?
That's what I'm asking you. I think it would kill you. I would not want to mess with
that. Would I volunteer for a boxing match with a kangaroo? No. Okay. The answer is no.
Okay, thank you. Dang, well, did we cover everything? Did I leave anything out?
I guess where people can find me.
Yes, where can they find you?
Oh, you know, if you guys feel is kind enough to do this, but if you just hop on the Instagram, it's just Nate Smith, blue check mark. Not because I'm bragging, but so you know it's me.
How'd you get a blue check mark?
I don't know.
Jealous.
And then TikTok's Nate Smith Music.
Where he has 1.3 million followers.
And I just started to be real.
Nate you Smith did? Music.
Yeah.
See, I don't really know how to do
that. Oh, is it time to be real?
What time is the be real?
Everybody does it at the same time and it's random.
Oh, it is?
You never know. And if you miss it, then everybody knows and they laugh and go, teehee.
Wait, that's Instagram, right?
No.
Oh, that's TikTok.
You're thinking of reels. Be real. It's the new thing.
On TikTok?
No. It's its own platform.
Oh, sorry. I thought it was on one of those.
No. It's a whole other thing we're dealing with now.
Well, I can't keep up.
Neither can I.
Well, if you have it right now, we should do one.
What?
It's at the same time.
It has to alert me. It's time
to do it. Lord. Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming on. This was so fun.
I really appreciate it. I'm just kidding. No, really
we've
good.
DM'd on and we've duetted each other, but we've never met in person. So
it was time.
It was.
It was time.
It was definitely time, and I appreciate you coming.
I'm not mad.
Please don't be mad.
Thanks
I just
for having
embarrassed
me,
myself. Yeah, I embarrassed myself.
Are you going to leave the Nirvana thing on there?
I guess. Should I?
Yeah. I think it's they're dead. Like, I think people would think that's hilarious.
I hope. I hope that.
They definitely would. Don't you think? I think so. I think it's
great. Or they'll just be like, oh, wow, Abby.
Look, if you really don't want to, I get it. I think it's really funny.
No, I'll leave it on. Okay, I'm going to leave it all on.
Leave the weed on there, too.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. Cool. Well, thank you. Hey, hopefully I will see you soon. It's a show soon.
I know the Bobby world here, in this Bobby world, questions are asked that are harder than other places. Mm-hmm. That's a known fact.
Yes.
And I realized I was getting ready today and I was going, what would happen if you just answered the questions and just didn't be like a political weird and like, oh, but people don't want me to say this or whatever. Like, what if I just go the honest truth? All right, here's the answer. Like, I'm like, that would be great.
That's what's really
That's
fun.
Point.
Yes, about podcasts
Let's
and
just
even
go for
just
it.
Life. Yeah. Just be yourself. That's why we like you so much.
Just going to be myself.
You are yourself. Don't try to be anybody else. Why would you want to be somebody else?
I tried to be Elvis and I chickened out.
Yeah, we see how where that got you trying to be.
And you should have seen the face of the promoters there. At that time they're like, oh, we had a contract. He was supposed to be Elvis. Oh my God.
Are
oh
you
God.
Serious?
And they're looking at me. Why does he sound jingle bell? Because before I was like, jingle bell. Like, what happened to him? What happened? And why? He's getting older, so it should be the opposite. And his voice is getting higher.
Wait, you say you have a video of this?
Somewhere.
So I know you know where it is.
My mom's probably got it.
Oh.
Good oh, mom. Mama Karen.
Come on, give me Karen's number. I got to call
her.
Call
her Care Care.
Care
Care? Care
Care. Oh, that's cute.
And she's like obsessed with money.
With money?
Obsessed.
Oh, wow.
Every conversation, it'll come up somehow. We'll be literally just driving in the car, just driving down the road. And she go, her gas light comes on. Oh, great. There goes another $50. Mom, everybody has to pay for gasoline. I know, Nate, but it's going up. I'm like, okay, that's just a fact. It just is, you know. Yeah. Then this stupid dog, now I got to pay for his insurance. I don't know how much is that, $400 freaking it's going to cost me now. Like, Mom, that's dogs. That's why I don't have a dog, because it costs a lot of money and stuff. Yeah, well, you guys gave me the dumb dog. I hope he dies. Like, Mom, don't say that. That's so cruel. Why are you saying that about Henry? I don't even care about the dumb dog. Yep, he gets hit by a car. I'm like, Mom, I'm just kidding. I like him, but still, I can't afford this crap. Mom, you work a great job and you've got lots of savings. You don't know that, Nate. I just had to pay off my other credit card. Like, and this goes on, and you're just like, oh, I love you, Mom. God, let's stop talking about money. So we have a deal now where we're going to, next time I see her, me and my brother are going to give her $100 in ones, right? And yeah. then every time she says something about money, we're going to take $1 out of her little hand.
Oh, that's
little paw,
genius.
And see how much she's left with at the end of the week or whatever it is.
You think that'll work? Oh, I thought you were trying to like get it to stop her because she doesn't want the money taken away. But you're just doing it to see how much she actually talks about money.
And so maybe, yeah, it would also kind of make her go, oh, I'm losing money because I'm talking about money. And I right. believe I'm kind of weird about like thoughts and intentions and karma and stuff. It might help her get out of that rut of mental thinking, you know?
It could. Has she's always been like this?
Because if you're always saying you're poor and you can't, it actually will happen and stuff. And I don't know. I feel that way.
Right. Like manifest. It's like manifesting.
I believe in manifesting.
I know. Fully. That's why I was going to say let's manifest a big tour, but... Sounds like something's in the works.
Oh, it is. Oh, it is. Would you look at the F? Oh, look at the F. Look at the F. Look at the F.
Okay, we'll end on that then. Unless there's anything else you want
to
say.
You can put the mom in there. Okay. That has to go in there. Did you record it?
Yeah. Good. This is all going.
Oh, good.
Even this right here, even you saying leave that in, I'm going to keep in.
Okay. Ooh, just got chills. The good kind, not the Evans Mill kind.
Oh, good. Okay. The creepy chills. Yeah. I never want to give you creepy chills.
The CCs.
Oh, yeah. Yikes. Okay. We done?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, thanks, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Yep. Thanks, Nate.
Welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Have fun out there on the road.
Hope you find your dad.
I don't know where to end it. That's a biggie. Hello. Oh, we're back.
Oh, yeah, we're live. We'll do it live.
We'll do it live.
What's this? What does that mean? To play us out? To play us out.
What?
What is that? Wait, you don't know the joke.
I thought it was that guy.
Yeah.
Like, was it Fox?
Yeah.
Fox.
I think,
something?
And he's like, what does that mean to play us out? To play us out? To end the show? Okay.
Screw it. We'll do it live.
We'll do it live.
We're back. We forgot to talk about something
we did.
Amazing and awesome and everybody's dream. And what is that?
They're going to let chubby guy, they hate when I say that to you on my team. They're gonna let the chubby guy walk the red carpet for CMAs this year.
What? That's awesome.
Come on.
Is this your first CMA? This is your first awards.
Yeah,
have you gone in the past to watch?
No.
What?
No.
Then this is a huge deal.
It's a huge deal. Like, oh my gosh, I told my family they're pretty excited about it. So.
Do you know what you're wearing?
No idea.
No.
It's got to be extravagant.
Like sparkle.
Sequins. First thing I thought of. Real diamonds, everything. I want to be so frosty. You've never seen anything like it. I want to look like an igloo, pretty much. Like, just you know?
You will let me down if I see you there and you don't look like that. So do not talk about it unless you're going to do it.
I'm going to do a white tuxedo, every little thing with jewels all over it and just like look like God walking through. No, I'm just kidding. Too far.
That was a little, no. I'm just kidding.
I don't know what I'm going to wear. I have no idea.
What all does that entail? Do you know?
I don't fully know, but I'm guessing some pictures and interviews with people and all that kind of stuff. It's going to be an amazing opportunity to get my name out there and meet some good people. So that's cool. Yeah, thank you for asking about that.
Yeah. I could not leave here without being like, oh, wait, he is walking on the red carpet, which is a gigantic deal.
That's a big deal.
For
that's
anything.
A really big deal.
To be asked to walk on it.
It's
so
an honor.
Now we will be looking forward to what he is wearing.
Yeah.
No pressure.
What is he wearing? What does he do?
Okay, thank you, Nate, again.
Welcome.
Now we're done for real this time.
Trust you.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. TECOVAS.com. You can probably spell it. You probably know it. Tecovas.com. Find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.